Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Analysts at Deutsche Bank say that Citigroup may need to raise additional capital despite the U.S. government's move to bolster its capital base. The U.S. government said on February 27th it will boost its equity stake in Citigroup to as much as 36% through the conversion of up to $25 billion in preferred shares to common stock. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 68.98. It's down 164 points. The NASDAQ 13.51, down almost 26 points. And the S&P 500 at 7.16 is down 18.75 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The granddaddy of them all, the 2009 All-Day Agriculture Outlook Meeting, is almost here. The date is March 10th. The location, the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Full details are on our website at WILLAG.org. We hope you will join us. Thanks to these agribusinesses for helping to support this year's meeting, the Andersons, AgriGold Hybrids, ADM Investor Services, and L&M Commodities. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. On this Monday morning in Kansas City, May wheat opened at 5:52, down 8 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:13, down 8.5. July, 5:25, down 8.25. July of next year, 5:94, down 9.75 on the open. March corn opened at 3:44.5, down 6.25 on the open. May, 3:51, down 8. July, 3:61, down 7.5. September, 370, down 7.75. December, 382, down 9. March, 395, down 9 on the open. March beans opened at 854, down 20.5 on the open. May, 851, down 21. July, 853, down 22. November, 810, down 17.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 270.50, down 5.30 on the open. May, 264, down 5.80. March soybean oil opened at 30.20, down 65 on the open. May, 30.40, down 71. April live cattle opened at 85.30, down 62.5 on the open. March feeders, 91.70, down 90. April lean hogs, 61, up 10. And May bellies, 78.50, down 132.5 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess it's time for some reality checks and some straight talk, Kurt. And let me just ask you flat out, do you think that December corn is going to test its December low, 315.75, and then the beans, it's a December low, 876.5?
Well, the December low in the corn, these corns down at that 349.5 level, and like you mentioned there, the March corn, its low was 315.75. If we don't record some type of reversal up here today or tomorrow, it appears that we're going to continue the downward momentum, and outside markets continue to show concerns. And until we have overall economic stability and regain some confidence on the demand side and the investment side, is probably going to keep drifting lower until we hit those December lows. On the bean side, the May beans would be down to 786.5, and the new crop Novembers would be down. Well, we're down at those levels now here at this 796 area. So we're below the longer-term moving averages. The trend is down. We need some type of fundamental event or some type of change in news here to justify a sizable rally. In the meantime, we'll have some short covering bounces, probably back up to where we were here last week.
What should the producer be doing?
Well, it depends on your own individual situation. You know, some are sold up in pretty good shape. Others still have quite a bit of grain to sell. It's a question whether or not you want to manage risk, I guess. And the risk is there here over the near term. You know, for those who are sold up, I'd sit tight here for a while. For those who have still cash grain inventory to move, I would consider moving that inventory here on some recovery, then replacing ownership on paper. If we do have a rally, it's going to be more so on paper than in the cash market, because most momentum would be up in the paper side and the basis would widen out. So our number one strategy here, if one has grain inventory to move here between now and early spring, we'd be doing that and replacing ownership on paper.
How strong is the risk to the downside? Do you see corn with a two handle?
Well, until things change, we feel quite a bit of risk and quite a bit of high probability we're going to go lower and probably stay lower unless we get into some type of weather concerns during the growing season. We don't need that either. I mean, we'd have to, well, I guess as long as we have growing concerns or problems somewhere else other here in the Midwest, that'd be fine. But it's going to take some type of fundamental shift here to regain the confidence here to put the market in a position to have a substantial rally. You know, not to be a bearer of bad news, but long term, you know, it's probably going to take another year yet to really find a real solid bottom to bounce off to build a base room.
And as you look at the marketplace, where do you think that base could be at?
Well, that's a good question. Depends, you know, how far back you wanted to go. But if you go near term, I would suggest, you know, the point of breakout, which would be 280, $3 corn, basis of the lead contract, and $6, $6.25 basis lead contract in the beans.
So I guess we're left with the idea today that the outside market influences are not yet over. We were kind of lulled into a false sense of security there for a few weeks when we were really beginning to turn back toward fundamentals and demand side equations and looking at supply numbers and looking at the outlook for them. But it appears that we're not going to be able to break away anytime soon.
No, it's just going to take time. You know, it's a several-year process. And we'll go back to our recommendation from day one, you know, when the rally started in 06, you know, up for 1 to 2 years, and then you go down for 1 to 2 years. It's basically a 70-type market, 1970s types of markets that we saw. You know, you're up, 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 then you're down, down, down. And you know, whenever you come off some highs like this, you know, we always hope for some recovery. And there will be some little recoveries, but it's not going to be the recovery we want. It's just going to take some time. When you even read the outside market news, or even Warren Buffett says the economy is in shambles. And when you lose confidence of these great investors and market makers, you know, it signals that we've got some trouble or some issues to work through for some time. It's going to take some time. Some analysts feel that the downtrend in the grain market could last clear into, you know, 2010 here. So it's going to take time. And like I mentioned, you got to determine whether you want to manage risk. I guess one guy summed it up, the winners here over the next year or two are going to be those who lose the least amount of money. So you got to look at your own individual situation and decide how much risk you can bear in through here and try to manage that risk. You know, as far as downside potential, worst case scenario, You could go back to the old farm program where the LDPs kick in to give you downside protection, and that's quite a bit lower from here.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel, he is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Current tick in Kansas City, March wheat at 541, down 11 at the Board of Trade. March, 498, down 12.5. July, 521, down 12.75. March corn, 340.75, down 10. May, 348, down 11. July, 357.25, down 11.25. December, 379.5, down 11.5. April crude, 41.85, down 291. The April RBOB at 130.710, down 6.5 cents. March beans, 852.25, down 22.25. May, 847.75, down 24.25. July, 850.5, now 850, down 25. November, 799, down 28.5 points. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.